Welcome back. This is the Friday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. And as we do each and every Friday, we kind of take it a little easy in the second half hour. And we talk with Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines about her pick of stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. It's kind of the spooktacular season. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that Cheryl's got some of that stuff ready for us. Welcome. Good to see you again.
Well, thanks. Good to see you guys.
Well, Dustin's here as well. Hi, Dustin.
Hi, how are you guys doing? I'm excited for all this Halloween stuff.
Are you?
Yes.
Is Halloween one of your favorite things?
When I was a kid, I loved it. Kind of got out of it as I got, you know, older. But yeah. I like watching some of the scary movies. The older ones are better.
New
ones are too scary for me. I like the cheesy ones.
Yeah, there's something that debuted this week about some clown thing.
Yeah, American Horror Story.
That looks kind of...
It's a very scary clown.
With the seven-year-old in the house, we tend not to keep that on.
So. All right, let's talk about the fun stuff to do in the metro.
Yes, well, of course, like you said, the main attraction is Halloween events. We do have a few fun arts events to throw in there for you.
Very nice.
I'll go ahead and start with that. Ballet Des Moines is presenting their 3+1 triple bill, but it's actually 4 performances, so it's their triple bill plus one. So this is kind of neat.
That's pretty,
Hoyt Sherman Place. This is all weekend long. They have performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can check out the Ballet Des Moines website for more details, but they're going to have their third and final performance of the season, Ballet Des Moines.
It's sad to see them go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ballet Des Moines.
Yes, but they'll...
They'll be back.
Sad, but they'll be back.
We're not saying that they're gone forever.
Goodbye forever. Yes. And then also, let's find that one for you. The Des Moines Symphony is also having their Masterworks 2 performance, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. This one is going to be Saturday and Sunday, yes, at the Civic Center. Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Go ahead and check out the Des Moines Symphony's performance this weekend. Actually, it's not easy for me to say, apparently. Say Des Moines Symphony 5 times fast.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Anywho. All right, let's get into some of the Halloween fun stuff.
Okay, so we've got the arts going on there.
We have the arts going
on,
yes.
Are we drinking anything yet?
Not yet. Not at the arts. It's better to be sober, I think, at the ballet.
All right.
Or maybe not. Hey, maybe some people would prefer to not be sober for that.
All right. What you got?
All right. I have a really cool one at the Salisbury House and Gardens this weekend. The Mysteries of the Castle. This is Saturday from 10 to 3, a family-friendly event. They have some really cool stuff. You can explore the castle, costumes and critters and Halloween decor. They're going to have face painting for the kids, hair painting, science and reading, and fun times galore over at the Salisbury House. They do this every year. We've gone a couple of years, and it's very fun family-friendly event over there at the Salisbury House. Also, here's an adult.
Have you ever been
Halloween.
To the Salisbury House?
I have not. I don't even know if I know where it is.
Oh no!
Disappointing.
See, this is something you really ought to take in. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I mean, I've been here 3 years now. So, what's my problem?
well, inside and out is beautiful. They have some beautiful
Elbate
gardens.
Shop is his problem.
Yeah. Salisbury House, Elbate Shop. But if you want to check it out, Halloween is the time to check it out.
I should. Yes.
Because we'll they have it decorated pretty cool. So check that out. Or you can go to an adult Hollywood Halloween event at the Temple for Performing Arts. This one will include your alcohol, Michael.
There you go. All right.
Yes. Now this is the 12th annual Hollywood Halloween, and it's the Des Moines Playhouse's signature fundraising event and Des Moines' premier costume party. So this one is from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. on October 24th. So that's tonight, 7 p.m. Check out the Des Moines Playhouse's website to get last-minute tickets for that.
You know, what's really interesting about all of this is that just like the other holidays, mm-hmm. kind of major holidays, things keep creeping further and further out from the real holiday.
Well, I think they have to. I was kind of thinking about that as well. I mean, just with so many events, they don't want to overlap. So this is like the whole month of October is Halloween October, I think. It's just
October. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to work on that.
Yeah.
Let's have I'll have that better for you for next week. But in the meantime, you can check out Spooky Science also on Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Science Center. This is one that they do every year, and this is very, very fun. Spooky flashlight tours of the new traveling exhibit, the Ultimate Dinosaur exhibit. So you can
that dinosaur exhibit is amazing.
Yes, you can kill two birds with one stone on this one. You can check out the dinosaurs, and you can bring your kids to a fun Halloween event. Days,
Anytime you say kill two birds with one stone, I get all nervous.
Yeah, we're not killing any chickens, Michael. It's okay. Your birds are safe.
Okay.
So, and the cool thing about Spooky Science is it's free for members as well. So take advantage of that. Yeah, so also, here's a fun one for the whole family. Comic Book Icon is also this weekend. Yes, for you comic book junkies. October 25th, so that's tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Adults are $10, and kids 10 and under are free.
Yay.
Yay for free. So check is at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center at Iowa Event Center.
We would call that Vets Auditorium.
Yeah, I think depending on when you moved here, what you would call it. That place downtown.
The big barn.
Yes, family fun for all, thousands of comic books and related merchandise, and plenty of people watching to do.
I wonder if the League of Iowa Heroes will be there.
I think they've been talking about it. So
I think I saw stuff about that, too.
Good.
Yeah, they've also been at the zoo this weekend, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Great photos.
Awesome photos.
At Night Eyes? Were they
at Night
there?
Eyes, yeah. So hopefully they'll be there again for the final weekend and you can get some awesome pictures with Spidey.
They're busy, aren't they?
They are.
Very busy.
They're just always going.
They're
just great
awesome.
Organization. Great guys.
Yes.
And women.
Yes.
Wonder Woman. Yes.
Guys and gals. Here's another Halloween costume contest for adults only, including your beverages, Michael.
My beverages? Yes. All of a sudden, it's my beverages.
Well, you're the one that brought it up this week. I was going light on the beverages this week. Tonic in West Glen. This is from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and this one is free. It says, mark your calendars and ready your costumes. We're back with our annual Halloween costume contest at Tonic West Glen from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, October 25th. Sounds like they're going to have prizes and drinks and a good fun time for free.
Very nice.
Yes. Tonic West Glen. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll take a little brief.
Are we going to take a break?
Not a real break. Oh. Just a break from Halloween. And we'll talk about chili for a minute.
Yeah,
how about
that?
Yeah. Chillin' in the Junction is on Sunday. This is at the 4th through 7th blocks of Railroad Avenue and Locust Street, West Des Moines, obviously, and Historic Valley Junction. Like I said, this is Sunday from 2 to 6. This is free to enter as well. You can actually enter your chili, or you could just get free entry to the event. From 2 to 6, it says join them for hot chili, bingo, raffle, and great company. Bingo has my name written all over it.
Are you really?
I love bingo.
Bingo is fun, yes.
Yes.
It gets intense sometimes.
It does.
You wouldn't think that, but it does.
Oh my gosh, the bingo ladies, they are just really intense, Dustin. They get into it. They have their trolls, and like I'm all about it.
It sounds fun.
Yeah,
trolls.
Yeah, they set up their trolls like their good luck charms.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, they do. And like if anybody like
don't
yells,
touch my troll.
Yeah, and if anybody yells bingo prematurely, man, oh my gosh, they are all
you
over
don't hear
you.
The end of it, huh?
No, no.
So, serious bingo players.
Serious bingo players. So anyway, chili and bingo in Valley Junction, Sunday 2 to 6. Check that out for free. Here's a really cool one. Back to Halloween. Scare Us Hill. It's trick-or-treating at Terrace Hill. Ghouls, goblins, and guests from all over the state will emerge to trick-or-treat at the governor's stately yet spooky manor. So, trick-or-treating at the governor's manor. Yeah. Michael's keeping his mouth shut on that one.
I could give you some spooky stories about that.
Probably not related to Halloween.
Yeah, nor business. Well, it is, but never mind.
But it sounds pretty cool. Anyway, one-of-a-kind family event that features hundreds of carved pumpkins. Hundreds.
I bet some of them are pretty well done. over what I could do.
I bet. You know, like, how long would it take to do hundreds of pumpkins? I mean, like, one takes us, like, 3 hours, yeah. And it still looks bad, imagining that many. Anywho, they're going to have a scavenger hunt through the mansion, and the theme is wizards, so your kids will probably really like that. This is Sunday from 4 to 7. Bounce house, giant slide, fortune tellers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like to have their fortune told?
Me, I don't. That's spooky.
Yes.
It's a cult.
Kids ages 3 and under are free, and 4 and older are $3.
Right.
Accompanying adults are $5, so check that out. The Spooky Paws Parade. This one is for you animal
cool.
lovers. Also in the East Village, this one is on Sunday at 2 p.m. So this actually is running concurrent with the chili event.
Now chili and then, well.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. This one's in the East Village. Yeah, it does run concurrent, but you
right.
can go to both places.
Sure.
So this one is in historic East Village at 2 p.m. Bring your pets out for the 5th Annual East Village Spooky Paws Parade. Features dogs and people in costume. So
there you go.
Yeah, you can dress up and bring your dog to dress up and have a good
I bet
old
the
time.
Dogs love that.
They do. A lot of dogs like being dressed up. Mm. I know some do. But
oh, my dog hates it.
They try to bite through it as soon as it's on, right?
He just, you know, the arm over the ear thing and the,
I've seen that.
Yeah, last year I made the kid be some Star Wars figure and the dog was Yoda. So maybe we'll have Michael post a picture of that at some point.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, the Jedi and Yoda. So yeah. So this year they'll be skeletons. Both of them? Both of them.
The dog
yes.
and the child.
How long does it last on the dog?
About 5 minutes. Just long enough for
get
me to have the kid hold it on him and get a picture. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So and also don't forget, we were just talking about Night Eyes.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget about that one. That one's really fun. We went to that one. This past weekend, and my son had a really fun time trick-or-treating around the zoo. It's really fun at night because they have all the they have the animal lights, you know, like they have like lights, I don't know.
Lights
exhibits.
Yeah.
Yeah, around. Yeah. That, you know, not just the animals lit up. They have, you know, sculptured lights. I don't know what they're called. Light exhibits.
Yeah.
Yes. At the zoo at night. Go check it out. And the Living History Farms Halloween event, which is also going on through next weekend. Very, very fun stuff.
Cool. All kinds of things to see and do in the metro. And don't forget those lights.
Don't forget those lights, and whatever they're called.
At night.
At night.
They got lights.
Light the night. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I know. Oh, thank you, Miss Cheryl.
You're very welcome.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I hope
Enjoy
so, too.
Enjoy the rest of the weekend. It's already kicked off around here.
Sorry.
And for all of us associated with Inside on Business, that would be the charming...
Sure.
Dustin Holder. Sure. Why? Come on. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Of course you are.
I'd say charming.
Yes, of course he is.
Sure.
The lovely multi-talented Miss Cheryl. For also Dustin, and then there's Monica Murray, the program director for 1350 KRNT is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. For all those folks, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Would you please be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.